From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Happy New Year. Coming up, disturbing and confusing new data from the federal government on airline safety. First, to Kenya, where the new year began today with an act of horror. More fallout from the disputed presidential elections that ended 2007. Hundreds of people fleeing street violence went to a church for sanctuary. A mob set it on fire. The Red Cross says more than 50 people inside burned to death. Adam Minot is East Africa correspondent for the BBC. He joins us now from Nairobi. Adam, welcome. And what do we know about what happened inside that church?
Well, it does sound the most appalling crime. As you say, people from the Kikuyu tribe, that's the same tribe as the president, Mwai Kibaki, who won the election, which was announced on Sunday. They'd been sheltering in various buildings, including churches, and a large mob gathered outside the Catholic church on the outskirts of the town. The church came under attack and was set on fire. The Red Cross, as you say, are reporting that perhaps as many as 50 people were killed. Now, it's very difficult to confirm those figures, but certainly the information that I'm getting is that the death toll was very high and included women and children.
Have you had any contact with anyone who was at that church in the scene there?
Yes, a few moments ago I spoke to an eyewitness called Joseph. He said the body of the church had been completely burnt out. There was just charred sticks, and inside, he said, the charred remains of bodies. He was unable to identify the bodies. He was unable to give really a clear indication of how many people had been killed.
This is in Eldoret, a couple of hundred miles outside of Nairobi. So the violence following these elections is not limited to Nairobi. It's really spreading throughout all of Kenya.
Indeed, there has been serious violence in Nairobi, particularly in slum areas, and the death toll here is put at over 50. There's also been serious trouble in the west of the country, in a town called Kisumu, where, again, a high death toll, more than 40 people. And there's been severe violence in Mombasa, a coastal port town. The police have been trying to keep control. They've been firing live rounds. They've been using tear gas to try to keep the crowds and the mob under control. But many hundreds of people have died. We are putting the death toll now at around 200 in the past 48 hours.
Mr. Kibaki claims to have won this very disputed election. He was sworn in for a second five-year term over the weekend, but the violence has erupted following that. What is his government saying?
Well, his government claims it won the election fairly. His main opposition candidate, Raila Odinga, claims the election was stolen from him by ballot stuffing, by corruption at the Electoral Commission of Kenya, where the votes were counted. He has said the people of Kenya will not accept this. And this result has really prompted this wave of violence around the country, and it's inter-ethnic fighting. A lot of it is not directly linked to the election, but is simply criminal mob behavior.
The European Union and the U.S. have both refused to accept the outcome of this election. They haven't offered congratulations to Mr. Kibaki. What is the prospect of some resolution? Is Mr. Kibaki going to talk to the opposition or to other governments? I mean, what's going to happen?
I think that is the key question. How can we get out of this situation? The international community has been very critical. It has said that there have been discrepancies in the counting of the election. What they're now trying to do, the various bodies in the international community, is to get some sort of consensus together, maybe appointing a sort of independent judicial body in order to review the election. But clearly, this has got to be approved both by the government and by the defeated opponent, Raila Odinga. At this point, these two gentlemen are very, very far from a meeting of minds.
BBC East Africa correspondent Adam Minot reporting from Nairobi. Adam, thank you.
Thank you.